You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. This is your host, Anthony Marino, coming to you after the Buffalo Bills 24-16 win over the Indianapolis Colts and the first preseason game of the year. And yes, I just sat through an entire preseason football game, possibly for the very first time in my life, just so I could bring you this episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings and talking about the preseason for the Buffalo Bills. Really, you know, will be a brief episode for us this week, really just kind of touching base on some of the highlights from the game, some of the pieces that you may have seen, some of the pieces that you may have checked out, in the second half if you decided it wasn't something you wanted to stick around for. So we'll bring you a few updates here, just kind of, again, a brief episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, recapping the Buffalo Bills 24-16 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. As you take a look at some of the statistics, Josh Allen, of course, getting the start at quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, 6 out of 11 passes for 66 yards. You know, for Allen, he was on the field for 11 plays, and the 11 plays were all pass attempts. You know, you have to think for Sean McDermott, Brian Daboll, the rest of the offensive coaching staff for the Buffalo Bills, they wanted to give Allen that opportunity to, you know, kind of pass the ball a bit, develop a little bit more of that rapport with Cole Beasley, John Brown. We saw him continue to look at Zay Jones and see him as a reliable target for him on the field. But again, Josh Allen, 6 of 11, one rush for 8 yards. There was one sack that he took that anytime you see a rusher coming in unabated to your quarterback during the preseason, you kind of hold your breath just a little bit. But Josh Allen in this game, 6 out of 11. Matt Barkley came in after him, 9 out of 14, completing the touchdown pass to Cam Phillips. And then the second half belonged to Tyree Jackson, completing 2 out of 10 passes. Obviously not very pretty there, but when you look at him playing with the third and the fourth string for Tyree Jackson, thought he actually did a few decent things on the field this evening. And he's going to continue to stick on this roster because the Buffalo Bills have 3 more preseason games. And for the love of God, somebody's going to need to play quarterback in them. So Tyree Jackson is going to be that guy. Not to be too sarcastic, I think for many of you that maybe were watching the rest of this game, you've got Frank Reich calling timeouts late in the fourth quarter. You've got challenge flags being thrown late in the fourth quarter. And of course, you're just thinking to yourself, please let this game end without anybody getting hurt. You don't want to see any injuries taking place to anyone. And a positive sign for the Buffalo Bills, really no injuries of note for the team. We saw Zay Jones go off with the trainer, but then return to the game. Same thing with Connor McDermott. So from that standpoint, I think you take a look at it, say this preseason game, no injuries truly taking place for the Buffalo Bills to anyone that looks to be a contributor of the 53-man roster. That is obviously a positive as you come away from this night. A few things of note, Ed Oliver getting the start at defensive tackle very early on. You saw him get stymied a bit by Quentin Nelson, the all-pro guard out of Notre Dame, had a fantastic rookie season in 2018. But then you'd see Oliver, you know, again, creating havoc, doing what the Buffalo Bills would expect him to do. You'd see Buffalo defenders in the backfield against Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. And really, for the most part, Ed Oliver penetrating right up the middle and doing some good things. So, you know, our buddy Jeremy White from WGR 550 AM, he always talks about the preseason pledge. You don't want to get too excited about anything. Of course, did think the Buffalo Bills defense looked pretty good early on against the Colts, albeit without Andrew Luck at quarterback for them. Another piece of note, another high-profile rookie, Cody Ford, getting the start at right guard. He has been playing right guard all this week in practice with Ty Nsekhe lined up at right tackle. in this game, Ford did get the start at guard. Eventually, he did move over and take some snaps at right tackle. Not quite sure how many. We'll have to see when the snap count numbers actually come out from this game. But I thought that was interesting because, as many folks note, and we saw, you know, our very own Bruce Nolan, we saw the guys from Cover One, Joe Biscaglia, and others chiming in and really saying the best offensive line for the Buffalo Bills right now has Nsekhe at right tackle, and it has Cody Ford at right guard. Interesting to see this group started together tonight. You know, that was the lineup on the right side. Is that going to continue moving forward? We will find out soon enough. Another piece of note, which I thought was a bit of a relief for Bills fans, myself included, we knew that Mitch Morris would not be playing in the game. The center is still in the concussion protocol. John Feliciano was the one to get the start at center in this game. And I say it was a bit of a relief because we saw a lot of Russell Bodine taking first-team snaps throughout practice over the last week. And it appears that that was just the case because guys like Spencer Long, Feliciano, and obviously Morris were out. So Bodine was getting those reps in practice pretty much by necessity. But in this situation, lining up with the first team at center for this first preseason game, John Feliciano seemed to do a relatively decent job in that role. Jumping forward, another high-profile rookie for the Buffalo Bills, Devin Singletary, showing some of that bounce. You'd see some of the reaction, you know, from the fans every time he touched the ball. You'd see some of the buzz on social media. Singletary with 9 carries for 27 yards, the long of a 7-yard carry. He did have 3 receptions for 21 yards as well, and I think people, as they start to look at him, that was someone they definitely had their eyes on. Some other guys that stood out for the Buffalo Bills, Isaiah McKenzie did some good things. Getting back to the running back, Sonoris Perry, I thought ran with purpose in his time that he was in. We saw some good things from Marcus Murphy. TJ Yeldon with a critical snap, one of his early carries, and then we did not see him the rest of the game. So there's been a lot of speculation if someone like TJ Yeldon would stick on the Buffalo Bills roster. Obviously fumbling during the preseason, not a way to win the favor of the coaching staff and the front office. So we'll continue to see what that looks like. But truly, the star for the Buffalo Bills in the second half, when again, you're just thinking to yourself, good gosh, can this game just end? Christian Wade busting out the 65-yard run for a touchdown. Wade, the great story, the rugby star from the UK being assigned to the Buffalo Bills. The Bills will have a roster exemption should they want to keep him on the practice squad. After looking at that 65-yard run today, albeit he did not take the handoff cleanly, our own Matt Warren noted that as we were having some conversation throughout the game. But you saw Wade take off, and again, whether you're talking about third string, fourth string, whoever he's going about, he absolutely exploded with the ball in his hands for that 65-yard run. The best thing about it, you saw the celebration, not just for himself and the guys on the field, but truly the Buffalo Bills sideline absolutely exploded in celebrating with Christian Wade. So as much as I can complain about sitting through an entire preseason NFL football game, that Christian Wade moment was a pretty cool thing to see as a fan, right, to experience that and see him absolutely take off, but to see that celebration for the team and the way that they just enjoyed that moment for their new teammate, you know, that's just one of those things that you can look at and say, you know what, as a Buffalo Bills fans, preseason football, you want to see these guys get opportunities. You see them fighting for jobs, and for Christian Wade, something that truly stood out for him. I know some of you are closely monitoring the punter battle, which is always an interesting thing, I guess, as you go through with things. Clear-cut winner this evening, Corey Carter over Corey Bohorquez. I don't even think it was close from that standpoint, and I will be surprised if Bohorquez even stays on the roster throughout the week, or if they look to bring somebody else in to kind of ramp up that competition just a little bit. So, you know, for Carter, it was 2 punts for 87 yards, Bohorquez 3 for 120, and a few that were certainly quite ugly throughout the game. So honestly, I'm not going to get too much into the punter battle. I mean, let's be honest here as we look through these things. The key takeaways, Josh Allen again, 6 of 11 passes, looking comfortable in the pocket, looking to find his receivers in Cole Beasley, John Brown, and showing some early connections with Zay Jones, a great thing there. The running back competition, Devin Singletary showing some nice things. Again, we talked about the great moment from Christian Wade. And, you know, you look at some of the other guys in there, Marcus Murphy doing some nice things, Sonoris Perry, TJ Yeldon really not doing too much to help himself this evening. And the rookies, you know, look, doing their part. We touched base on Singletary there. Love what you see from Ed Oliver penetrating into the offensive backfield from that defensive tackle position, lined up against Quentin Nelson, the All-Pro. A great indoctrination to the NFL, albeit through the preseason. And again, seeing Cordy Ford line up at right guard next to Ty Nsekhe at right tackle with that first unit, something I personally would love to see. I know many of you feel the same way. And hopefully, as the Buffalo Bills head to the second week of the preseason, that is something that will continue for them as well. So again, as we talk about preseason football, we're not going to spend too much time on it. But like we said, we wanted to get you a bit of a recap with this week's edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I guess you could call it a special edition, right? Preseason week one, I joke about it all the time. It's something you get excited about. You look forward to these games. And then once the first quarter is done and you've got Josh Allen on the sidelines and most of the third string is in the game, you're thinking to yourself, why was I even excited about this? But as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you log on to BuffaloRumblings.com to check out as much as you can. And please don't forget to hit that subscribe button, so not only can you get each episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, but Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. You can get Believe, the Nick and Nolan Show, Circling the Wagons, and Blitz Bills as well. So thanks for tuning in. The Buffalo Bills 24-16 over the Indianapolis Colts in week one of the NFL preseason. We'll be back with you next time on the latest edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Take care.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10, by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.